Good to see you all again on a Wednesday this week. Obviously, we don't have school tomorrow. Now, let's see. There's one name very important today. It's a saint. I said the prayer. Do you guys know who the saint is today? What is it? St. Luke. Good guess. We listen to his gospel today, didn't we? St. Luke. Nice work. Wait a minute, in a special way, that's why we're wearing red today. Let's see. St. Cecilia. Do we have a gal named Cecilia here? Yes. Celia? Is your whole name Cecilia, or just Celia? Celia? That's awesome. It's cool, because most of us might have a day where we have a saint, and it's his feast. So I know my brother's name is Andy, or Andrew. He says he's not, now he says he's Dr. Andrew. It's on November 30th. So every November 30th, I'll call him. Tell him happy feast. So Celia, happy day today. It's another cool thing today because what did you all do today? You already did it already. It's getting better and better. You're just singing. Do you know that Saint Celia or Saint Cecilia is the patroness, meaning the leader of saints to sing, to play music? That's today. That's the saint, Saint Cecilia. Alright, so there's something really good, I think, tomorrow. You can probably all say it. What are we doing tomorrow?
Thanksgiving.
Okay, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? Please raise your hand, I'll call you. Jasper, what are you doing? Hockey game. There it is. Do you guys eat anything good for Thanksgiving? Turner Keys, what do you think? Friends coming over?
Stuffing.
Stuffing? What are you stuffing? Making pillows? You making pillows? Stuffing?
No.
Oh, what is it?
Stuffing, the stuff that you eat. Stuffing like a pillow.
Oh, it's what you eat. Yes. What do you call that one? Tops? What is that? You guys know the name? What is that one? Stop. What is it? I know the one.
So you can kneel.
Alright, kindergartners, you're over here in your room. You guys have your mansion and your school room. Now you're kind of in your own little room here. What are you guys doing today for Thanksgiving? What are you doing for tomorrow? She's babysitting. Yeah. What do you guys think? Just gonna take a nap all day? No? Make what? Make hay? Make pie? You guys are. Watch, what do you think? You don't know. You gonna eat tomorrow? You're not gonna eat tomorrow? Yeah, right. You're gonna eat tomorrow. Now here's a good thing today. When we're at Mass, I mentioned this before. No matter who you are and where your faith is, the brothers and sisters, when we come to Mass, we're receiving gifts from God. And sometimes we can't see it. Some of them we can, like statues or prayers, and we're looking at each other. But we especially receive God's love and His grace. I want to see if you guess when that is. That's the biggest, most powerful part of Mass when we're at church. What do you think? What's that? The question is, what is kind of the most important part of our Mass, church? What do you think?
You are more about God.
Yep, that's a huge part. Exactly. We just listen to the readings, right? Yep.
You're worshiping him?
You're worshiping him. Big time. Big time. How about when we're kneeling? We're worshiping God, right? What do you think, Christian?
Communion.
Now, I know some of you have an Eucharist communion or might not. But we're still receiving God's love, no matter what.
Limited.
I just want all of us to know that. Because we have a feast tomorrow in our country called Thanksgiving. Do you know what communion, another word, is for communion? Does any of you guys know that one? No, close. Not quite, though. What else do you have? Not just communion. No. The Eucharist. That's what we call it. It actually came in a different language, Greek. And you know what the word of Eucharist is in English? Thanksgiving. Is that cool? That our big thing in our feast in our country is Thanksgiving, and here at Mass with God, communion is for Thanksgiving. And who are we thanking?
Jesus.
You kind of got it. Yep. What do you think?
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. Of course, Jesus. So why don't you take some time today at Mass and at Thanksgiving to say thank you? Here's some thoughts. I like to share this with adults too. To say it like myself this morning. Lord, thank you. It's Thanksgiving. Thank you for my family. I pray for going traveling to be safe. Thank you to have a turkey. Thank you, Lord, for my mom and dad. Thank you for my brothers, my nephew and nieces. And thank you, God, for everything you've given me. You know, that's a great way to pray. Right, so praise God. It's good to see you today. Note a number of our Bible verses. As you get ready for Thanksgiving, to think, you always want to thank God, too. Okay, so please stand. Thank you.